Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught that righteous Christians are ones who live and obey the Word of God. Let's start the week with that thought today. One of Satan's greatest attacks is always to corrupt the Word. So as we look here at verse 8, we see some similarities. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Bear witness is the same Greek word that is translated bear record in verse 7. Record is used there because the Word is forever settled in heaven. It's on record. It's unquestioned in heaven. Preserved totally, 100% exactly. That true record is to be witness to this world in which Satan is the god of this world. He's the god of the world system. He's the god of its cultures. And so we see that he is the god of the world, as the Bible says that he is, using a little g. Let us consider these three, though, that are bearing record. The Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, he says, bears record. The Holy Spirit. This is the very ministry that he has, that we read from John chapter 14 and 15 and 16, that he was to testify of Christ. In the Greek, it is the idea of an ongoing ministry the Holy Ghost has of Christ. Christ, for 2,000 years ago, after his bodily resurrection, gave the Holy Spirit of God to have this ministry so that he works in men, and it's an ongoing ministry. And by the way, since the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, when we're caught up to heaven, we'll still have the Spirit of God with us. Now, we see the ministry in John chapter 16 of the Holy Ghost in verses 7 through 11. Now listen as I read. Let me start with verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, verse 8, he will reprove the world of sin. He reproves the world of sin via the word of God. That is why his word is God-breathed and of righteousness. God defined righteousness in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 25 as to obey his commandments or word. Righteous Christians are ones who live by and obey the word of God. So again, when we see that he will reprove the world of sin, don't get down on preachers who are preaching against sin. That says they have the Spirit of God because the Holy Ghost first reproves of sin. Secondly, and of judgment. Now, verse 13 confirms this. Notice, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Judgment. In verse 9, he says, of sin, because they believe not on me. Believe not what? The record that was settled in heaven, and we will see it in verses 11 through 13. Now, verse 10, of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and ye see me no more. So to be righteous, they will need a guide. And that will be the Holy Spirit using the Word of God. That's why you should have a daily walk in the Word and meditate therein. A judgment because the prince of this world is judge. Satan will be judge. But so too all who receive not the Lord as their Savior. Or as John 1:12 states it, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, God sent fiery wrath down on an innocent sacrifice. That was on Jesus Christ, who was come in the flesh, who is for us the Lamb of God, who hung on a cross and literally died in our place with the resurrection. It left it up to us to return to him from sin and self, depending wholly on his work. By that it is meant we stake our life and our very eternity on that one thing alone. For our salvation from sin is in Christ alone. So when we get to verses 11 through 13, we know by that we are saved and secure because God doesn't lie. See, when Jesus was dying on the cross, he is paying for every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit. The first 3 hours showed the physical suffering, but really it was the last 3 hours when the Spirit of God took over, when the Father took over, and he poured out his wrath on the human spirit of Christ. When Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was not speaking of the being kicked out of the Trinity. No, but in his humanity, he always had grace ministered to him. Remember in the wilderness, angels came. In the Garden of Gethsemane, angels came. But now there'd be no grace whatever. Why? Because he had to pay for our sin in total if we were to be saved. So we see also that the water and the blood bear witness. What is that? Again, Ephesians 5:25-27. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it, that is, set it apart, and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So, this is stated first in relationship of the marriage union, in the commitment and relationship that Christ has with the saved. Praise God, his word never returns unto him void. That's why I, as a pastor, and every preacher, is commanded to preach the word. Not psychology, not philosophy, not cultural norms, not the latest marketing technique. We are told to preach the word. And by the way, God got it right. And that is, when I say preach the word of God, that is the uncorrupted word of God, not these new corrupted things that are out. Notice again, we said this a few days ago, probably by now, but 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 and verse 25. Because it is important about the word of God in your salvation. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. If the word of God is not preserved, then it is corrupted. But the word of God is preserved for us in heaven and in earth. Jesus said, not even on earth would one tittle pass away. Preserved from this generation forever. And that generation was on earth. You don't have generations in heaven. Okay, men don't produce and reproduce in heaven. So he says, that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. But the word, verse 25, of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word of which the gospel is preaching to you. The new birth, your very salvation, and your relationship is based on the word of God. And it is as strong as marriage in its commitment. That is why Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32 says, when so many of us preachers have preached on Ephesians chapter 5, 22 through 33 as the on the marriage and the home, the husband-wife relationship, but actually, he says this in Ephesians 5, 32 is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. In other words, he's talking about the personal relationship between a believer and Jesus Christ and a person's marriage. The commitment of marriage should be a picture of the relationship a believer has with Jesus Christ. See, salvation is not a picture of marriage. Rather, the marital commitment is to be a picture of salvation. The relationship with Christ. Today, some divorce, even in local churches, as much as gossip or something else that goes on, we need to understand that divorce is not an answer, but divorced people do get saved. Don't treat them as second-class Christians. They're saved divorced people get divorced for the wrong reason, whatever it is, but they repent, they get right with God, but their spouses have married someone else, so they can't go back to them, but God can still use them. Maybe not in the same capacity, but can still use them, and they're not second-class Christians. You know, I think of the woman at the well. She'd had five husbands, and the man she was living with was not her husband. She was a reprobate. She was what we use as the term slut today. But she went back and brought a lot of those men she'd had relationships with to Jesus Christ. By the way, that is something. Just like Zacchaeus and others in the Bible, when you've wronged them, you've done wrong with them, you've been involved in sin together, you go back to them and let them know, hey, that's not me, that past is no longer me. I am sorry for it, it's no longer treasured, it's not any longer special in my mind. It is the worst experience of my life. But this lady goes back, she brings those men to Jesus Christ, and that's what you should do, is try to bring those people that, whatever kind of sin it was, drugs, alcohol, sexual, or whatever else, try to bring those people back to Christ. Or bring them to Christ. They may can't come back if they've never been there, but bring them to Christ. Now, I've seen those kind of people bring people to Christ more than the self-righteous ones that sit around condemned. We don't want that kind in our church. Yeah, because they might bring a revival and your real spiritual colors will truly be seen that they're worth nothing. Now, Moses, when he was on the mountain, he broke a type of Christ when he struck the rock instead of speaking to it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.